B-Pod Studios.
Everybody online looking good.
Yeah.
What day is it?
Monday.
I hate Mondays.
I'm not crazy about them either.
I'm not a Monday guy.
I also don't like Tuesdays, Wednesdays, or Thursdays.
It's Monday Madness.
Let's put on a show.
Time for my favorite show.
It's showtime, folks.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning and welcome. It's Monday morning. Everybody have a good weekend?
Yeah, it was great.
Yep.
It was beautiful, that's for sure. I was outside more than ever, and I discovered more things that make me want to run back indoors.
Well, you didn't get hurt, did you?
No, I didn't get hurt, but I saw things that lie beneath the surface of the grass.
Oh, you were gardening.
I was not gardening. I was actually sitting on my deck.
Gardening adjacent.
Having a nice little cocktail when Dave said, hey, you want to see something disgusting? And I was like, all right.
What did she see that was disgusting?
So what did I see that was disgusting?
We got that coming up this morning. Okay, what do you got on the dirty laundry today?
Well, we got to talk about Jeopardy James. There's new rumors, footage, something that maybe tonight might be his last night. And I also want to talk about the charitable giving that he did this weekend. Was it enough?
Oh, tonight. Well, tonight.
We haven't gotten any of that prize money yet.
I know,
so.
I'm just saying.
He could, he could pass the all-time winning tonight.
Maybe. Hopefully. We'll see, but there are rumors that maybe
Okay, we'll find out tonight. The Bruins. I understand that they're already warming up the duck boats. I don't know.
God, I hope so. Don't warm them up yet, but it looks pretty good.
Looking really good.
And now the greatest thing is the coach of the St. Louis Blues is whining about the penalties.
Yeah.
His out-of-control team that is targeting players' heads and our goalie is now whining about the penalties. So
game four tonight in St. Louis.
Yeah.
Okay.
The coach's head. It's good. Yeah, right.
So did you see
2-1? Is that where we are?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you see the trailer?
Oh, my God. Last night. During the NBA Finals, the trailer for the new Matt Damon Christian Bale movie.
Yeah.
We have to talk about it because it's amazing. It's about the Ford GT and like racing, and it's so in my wheelhouse.
Well,
I was like, what is this?
I didn't even hear about it.
Like, I didn't until last night, and then I rewound it and watched it like over and over again.
Over
I'm like,
and over.
As soon as we turn the mics off, I'm going to show it to you.
Hey, it's World Bicycle Day, by the way.
Yeah, that's right. Today is World Bicycle Day.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and plus, we got Winogrand in 60 seconds, and that's going to be coming up in about 10 minutes. All of this is happening this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lauren and Wally Show.
Does everybody remember their high school principal?
Yes, sort of.
Gosh, he's starting to think back.
My high school principal. And one time I saw him singing in his car, and I was like, what's happening? Because he was like out of like school.
Yeah,
and
he's out of context.
Also in his car, and then singing. And I'm like, mind blown.
Do you know what he was singing?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Barry Manilow.
No.
Shout out to the great Sal Todaro, former headmaster of Medford High School. Terrific guy.
Yep, good guy.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is something a principal shouldn't do.
Well, you think?
Yeah, really.
Okay, so this girl in West Virginia, she went to her high school graduation, and she realized her high school principal, the speech sounded a little familiar, and it sounded an awful lot like a Teen Choice Awards speech from Ashton Kutcher. And so she went back and looked it up because, you know, YouTube lives forever, and realized that he plagiarized Ashton Kutcher for the high school graduation speech. And here is like the breakdown of it.
I believe that opportunity looks a lot like hard work. When I was a kid growing up,
when I was 13, I had my first job with my dad carrying shingles up to the roof.
Company carrying shingles up and down a ladder to a roof. Was that I never had a job
in my life that I was better than.
I was always lucky to just have a job. And every job I had was a stepping stone to my next job. And I never quit my job.
Word for word.
My next job. And so opportunities for me look like hard work.
Oh, my God.
Maybe he was a speechwriter for Ashton Kutcher.
Maybe.
Right.
Maybe he was a screenwriter
in
a previous life.
Now, I can't even believe, first of all, that a high school principal is watching the Teen Choice Awards from 2013, but whatever. And also that I would think it'd be okay to plagiarize word for word, not even like a phrase. It's bad enough to steal a phrase, but word for word and not think that he's going to get caught. I mean, morally, just totally terrible. But just the, I mean, not to call somebody stupid, but that's just
really stupid.
Maybe he should call Demi Moore or Mila Kunis now.
That's right. Yeah, really.
I know, maybe he's just trying to fast track his way into that, like, sort of lifestyle. I have no idea, but busted, and now, I mean, is he going to get fired?
I don't know. You've seen a lot of people
Can
get fired.
Can you even imagine, like, you know, what you're trying to do in high school is prevent kids from doing this. Because, you know, it's, like, hard. High school's hard. And you want to kind of take some shortcuts, and you want to crib off somebody's paper, or you want to just pick up a phrase or two and put it in your essay. You can't do that.
Unless you cite your sources. I mean, you can say, yeah,
well,
hey, yeah.
Maybe that's the thing.
That's all he had to do is say, yeah, as Ashton Kutcher said, and let me quote.
in the words of Ashton
Kutcher.
Yeah,
maybe you're just trying to be cool and forgot that phrase.
Oh, my God. Okay. I don't know. But anyway, that's what happened. So don't do that ever.
It's also funny because if you think about it, like, it was a 2013, like, Teen Choice Award.
Right.
So the kids watching that show are probably graduating right now.
Right now.
Like,
yes.
it was the perfect. Yeah, so, like, the student who caught it was like, oh, yeah, I was watching that show, you know, yeah, when I was, like, 12.
Exactly, like, when you watched the Teen Choice Awards.
Yeah.
Wow.
So even that is, like, you know, take something from an Oscar speech. None of the kids are watching the Oscars.
No, I think you're right
about
that.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
Well, it's time for your Monday morning animal story right here on the Lorne and Wiley Morning Show. And today's story is all about the pigs. And this happened over the weekend in Florida. And
is that pig?
That's a pig.
That's a pig.
That's
okay.
A pig. Okay, so this this couple got arrested at Florida Mall. Because they left their pig, who they taken to the mall, in a hot car for over an hour. And the mall guards are, you know, they spot the hot pig in the car. And, you know, and they, so the mall guards apparently can't break into the car. But they, so they called the cops. The cops came, they smash a window, and they get the pig out of the car. And the pig was about to be overcome by the heat because, you know, it happens. So they said that the pig was okay. They had, they got a bucket of water, and they rehydrated the pig. See?
Good.
So I'm thinking, you know, first of all, who takes a pig to the mall?
I wonder why we have flute music.
Well, it's animal music.
It's animal music. Okay.
Yeah. Bring it all in.
You know what? People have pet pigs.
Yeah.
That's
and
true.
That's legit.
That's
like,
true.
That's,
yeah.
And they're smarter than dogs.
Like a potbelly pig, right?
Especially
yeah,
in Florida.
Florida. Yeah. Okay.
But the worst thing about that is that pigs overheat really quickly.
Yeah,
so
they can't sweat.
They can't sweat, so that's why
they roll in mud.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know a lot about pigs.
Yeah. How long was it in the car?
An hour.
An hour. It was about an hour.
What was the temperature?
It was, you know, it was well over 100.
Oh, see, now the recipe I follow is 275 for 5 hours.
Oh, slow roast.
Then, oh, my God, you are going to hell.
But if I'm just making bacon, it's 400.
Well, I guess they first
for 20 minutes.
I'm not laughing.
They spotted the pig because they smelled bacon in the area.
You guys are the worst.
But, the thing is, it was kind of suspicious activity because the couple was found in possession of lettuce and tomatoes.
Okay.
So I think maybe that
All right, that's it.
Don't leave animals in cars.
Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s. More variety. All day. And all night. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Even delicious animals.
Okay.
Yep.
So, hey, where do you want to start today?
Bruins looking to take a commanding 3-1 lead tonight. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals in St. Louis. They tuned up the Blues 7-2 Saturday night, but Brad Marchand was channeling Bill Belichick a little bit after the game.
We can improve on our game. We kind of backed off after we got by a few goals, so we can be better than what we were.
It was so funny. Yeah, we did okay. We got lucky.
Yeah, we got okay. Yeah.
Hey, St. Louis coach Craig Berube, now he's whining about the penalties being called against his team. We are in their heads, ladies and gentlemen. Red Sox rallied in the Bronx for an 8-5 win last night, avoiding a Yankee sweep. David Price, 6 1/3 for the win. J.D. Martinez and Xander Bogaerts both homered. Sox are off today. They're in Kansas City tomorrow night. Gronk, good guy, shaved his head for charity. Buzz off for kids with cancer yesterday at Gillette Stadium. Says he's feeling good and still happy that he retired. We'll see how he feels in November. Patriots 3-day mandatory minicamp starts tomorrow, and the Warriors went on an 18-0 third quarter run.
Wow.
They beat the Raptors 109-104 in Toronto. The NBA Finals tied at one game apiece. Sports is brought to you by Subway.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wiley Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm dying to hear this.
Listen, every weekend we've been spending a lot of the time. Well, I've been spending a lot of time on my deck, and Dave's been spending a lot of time in the yard working.
Yeah,
it's nice.
You're supervising.
I am supervising. Yeah. So many times I feel like people who drive by, there's me standing with my hands on my hips. Dave's on the ground, like digging in the dirt.
You're
and
pointing. Yeah.
It's quite a scene. Anyway, so. He was moving rocks to build this little mini wall, and he picked up a rock the other day, and underneath it were like these larvae and ants, and it was so disgusting. It was a complete, like, I don't know, city of small, disgusting insects, and I was like, what on earth? That is so gross. So I was like, I'm not going in the yard anymore. This is terrible. What lies beneath the grass?
Gross things live under rocks.
Gross things. Well, he upped it. He upped the ante.
Oh, no.
Because he was walking in the backyard and he felt like kind of like a soft spot in the grass, so he didn't want anybody to turn their ankle.
Did he turn his ankle?
Almost. So I'm on the deck, I don't know, looking at Facebook, having a nice
having
little
a
margarita.
Cocktail.
Three margaritas deep.
Just one. And so he says, this is, you know, I never want to hear this, but you kind of do anyway. Hey, Lauren. Do you want to see something totally disgusting? And I'm like,
yes.
You know, like mostly a no, but you know, I'm like, okay.
Yeah, you got your curiosity.
At least you're outside.
Yeah, so I know. You know, it's better outside. Sometimes when it's inside, it's way worse.
Yes.
So like, it was far away from the house. So I go up to him. He takes this shovel, slams it into the grass, flips over the dirt, and all of a sudden I see this, oh, I don't know, just bunches and bunches of like slimy, disgusting, fat like worm things that are like circular.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They're grubs.
Grubs.
Yep.
Grubs. Have you ever seen a grub?
Yeah, you bet I have.
Oh my God, they're so disgusting.
You're gonna treat.
I actually said, what kind of God would invent that? That's
just one who likes grass.
it's the one that's gonna sell grub. Destroyer.
Yeah, so so we have grubs.
You got the grub stuff, though, right?
Well, no, not yet, but we will get grub stuff, I guess. And what he dug up other areas. We don't have a major problem, but we have a minor problem. But I was so disgusted at the way they look. They're so gross looking. Now, this is the funny thing. After somebody says to you, hey, do you want to see something totally disgusting, and then you're completely disgusted, then what's the next thing someone asks? I'll tell you what it is. How much would it take for you to eat one of those?
Oh, yeah, like really? Survivor.
Right.
Oh.
So here we are, two grown adults with a kid, and like a mortgage. I'm like,
and a bunch of grubs.
And Dave was
I'll give you $100 to eat that.
He's like, I said $1 million. He's like, no. I said $1 billion. He said, no. He said, no.
Oh.
And
oh,
then
he
I looked
lying.
Up.
$1 billion. He's lying.
I don't know. Dave, like, he eats a lot of things, but I don't think he would eat a live grub. But you know what? I found out something about grubs. Just FYI, if you ever find yourself really, really hungry in my backyard.
They're very nutritious.
They taste similarly. They have wood-eating habits, so it tastes similar to almonds. And when cooked, the skin becomes crisp, like roast chicken. Oh. And while the inside becomes light yellow, like a fried egg.
Well, probably filled with protein, too.
I would think so. I bet he'd eat one for 10 grand.
No way. There's no way he would eat one for 10 grand.
I would put anything on it, like Cholula or anything.
No, you, okay. You would never eat it.
Would you eat one for 10 grand?
10 grand, yes. If you bring me a grub and 10 grand in cash right now, I'll eat it.
There's no way I would do it.
I would eat it.
I'd need more than 10 grand.
Get out.
Yeah. I would need a summer house on the ocean.
No.
I wouldn't need that much.
I would. And I still would probably be like, I'll just work harder.
I'm probably in like the 100,000 range for me.
Nope. No way.
And some hot sauce.
What? 80s and more. 1057 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interior.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
As today's action-packed drama begins, Little Leafus comes down for breakfast, and we hear...
Little Leafus, did you do your chores yet?
Well, not yet, Ma.
Well, no breakfast until you do your chores. Now get going.
Little Leafus is just a little disgusted, but he heads to the barn, and he feeds the chicken, the pig, and the cow, and disgustedly kicks each one of them after his chores are completed, then heads back to the kitchen, and we hear...
Say, Ma, how come I didn't get no eggs or bacon or milk for my cereal this morning? Well, I saw you kick the chicken, the pig, and the cow, so that means no eggs, no bacon, or no milk for a week.
Just then, Ephus comes down for his breakfast and kicks the cat halfway down the hall.
Hey, get out of my way.
Yeah.
With that, little Ephus looks at his mother and says,
well, Ma, do you want to tell him or should I?
For another thrilling
that is so wrong.
The exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Hey,
yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show. Mornings. More 80s.
More variety.
All day.
And all night.
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, and we're moving directly into the educational segment of the program this morning, and I think that we can help you out here this morning. Now, I feel a little bit like I'm going to be doing like one of those, I don't know, reality shows where you're trying to get yourself some good deals in real estate.
Sure.
Kind of thing, you know. So the good news is Tony Soprano's house from The Sopranos.
That house is gorgeous, by the way.
It's a beautiful house, and it's on the market right now. It went on the market last week. The bad news is you can't afford it. It's going on the market for $3.4
million. Well, you might be able to. It's all I can see, whenever I see that house, is seeing Tony Soprano walk down the driveway in his T-shirt and his bathrobe, getting the paper and walking in a cigar. I mean, I thought that... I found it slightly attractive. I can't even believe it.
Who owns the house now.
The guy from Jersey.
The bad news is you can't afford it, and the worst news is you have to live in New Jersey.
Well, it's in a nice place in New Jersey, and New Jersey is nice. I'm going to have to stick up for New Jersey. And the only problem is it's like buying an iconic
address. Buying the Brady House.
Oh, yeah, but any address, like even in Sex and the City, people sit on that stoop, and there are a lot. If you Google images of that house, there's just a bunch of fans sitting on the front step.
Victor owns the place now. He says that's one of the things you have to put up with. People come up, they'll show up in like a limo, get out wearing a bathrobe and a T-shirt.
Yeah, see, that's what I would do.
Pick up a newspaper.
Do. Yeah.
Plus, they got that driveway up to the front door.
Well, maybe if you charge them like $10 a photo, you could afford the house.
Exactly. I mean, that's a really good idea.
Set up a little photo booth out there.
If you can't afford that, now we move into the educational segment of the program. How to make out in real estate. Because this is the spring market. This is when, real estate
is
really going up. So
I didn't make
good
choices.
Two tips. Okay, tip number one. This is one of the ways you can make a lot of money in real estate. You go to the neighborhood, the most expensive neighborhood you can possibly find that you can afford to buy the cheapest house in the neighborhood. You look for the cheapest house in the most expensive neighborhood you can find. And you buy that house.
Yeah.
And then over a period of time.
And everyone feels bad for you, so they bring you like cookies and lasagna.
And over a period of time, you take your time, and at a pace you can afford, you remodel the place and kind of bring it up to code.
I kind of did that.
Okay, so and then you can
sell. You got to make it nice, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Make a lot of money. Okay.
That's the tricky part.
The other trick. Now, this is a trick I didn't realize, but. Well, I knew this, but they say one of the things, you got to find an aging neighborhood that is about to become, they're about to turn it around, flipping neighborhoods, and it's about to become trendy. And one of the number one signs that it's about to change and become trendy is you find out if they're building a Starbucks there.
Ooh.
If they're building a Starbucks there, 99% of the time, and Starbucks does this enormous research on trending, things are trending in neighborhoods.
So let them do the research.
They do the research for you.
I love.
And if you find out they're going to build a Starbucks or they just opened a Starbucks, buy anything you can afford there.
What if they're building a Savers down the street from your house?
Probably not so much. Okay,
I love
just let it help you out. Okay, help you out.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
Get right to it.
Well, this is brought to you by Subway, by the way. We've got some casting news involving Matt Damon and Robert Pattinson and Beverly Hills 90210. But before we get to those gems, let's discuss what was happening this weekend on social media and involving Jeopardy James. Now, I got a text from my friend the other day, watching Jeopardy for the first time, and she's like, I can't stand this guy. He's making it super boring, and he's just sweeping everybody. And I think that we've got these sort of Jeopardy James backlash going on, where people are now not rooting for him to win, but rooting for him to lose, which explains why on yesterday on social media, they have a clip of him on... What?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Yeah, but I mean, either he's going to... There's a clip of him possibly losing. I don't know if this is Jeopardy's way of getting people to tune in, because this would be a brilliant marketing campaign to kind of film two things and then be like, let's mess with the public.
They have...
You know, they're tricky.
They really have security at Jeopardy.
Yeah,
really
I would imagine
security.
They do. So this... It'd be really, really rare for this to get out, but this is what...
Yeah, I mean, it was... filmed back in March.
Yeah.
So it's been, sitting around.
It's tough to keep a lid on something like this.
So here is audio of what might happen tonight.
On Jeopardy. Okay,
you heard it here first.
Okay.
Over to James now. He had 23,400, and his response was correct. His wager, a modest one for the first time, that takes him to 24,799. Mm-hmm. So, Emma, it's up to you. If you came up with the correct response, you're going to be the new Jeopardy champion. Did you? You did. What did you wager? Oh, gosh. 20,000. What a payday. 46,801. What a game. Oh, my God.
Okay, according to that, if that's true... And it sounded like it could have been pirated stuff, because that's not the regular audio feed.
No, it was like basically video of someone's, TV.
Yeah.
Video of a video.
Basically.
But also, they don't mention Holzhauer. They don't mention his name. They don't mention how much he's
James.
Won.
He said James,
but he doesn't mention
him in the video.
It's a video.
Oh, it's a video.
Got
the video of him, too.
It was audio of the video.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard to show videos over the radio.
Thanks for pointing that out.
But no, I like what you're thinking. It's like, all right, maybe they were like, they didn't mention it.
He's a conspiracy theorist back.
But no, there's video. So,
yeah.
I think that, frankly, this would be good for Jeopardy, because I started off really liking it, and now I need it to end. It's too much.
I'm just the opposite.
Because
I wanted him to keep going.
But he's not playing the game the way that it's as entertaining, because he's just sweeping them. And so you end up feeling bad
for
the
other
contestants.
Do you think...
At least I do.
See, because you started watching more because
you're
of James.
You're a newbie.
Now, like my wife and I, we watch it every night. So she can't stand...
She's not watching it. She's not a newbie.
But I want to know if this is going to change the way people play Jeopardy now, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
took so long?
You could actually see recently in the new contestants that come in. Now, see, I think it also is going to spawn a whole new set of specials that they're going to do in Jeopardy. Because I think they're going to take the people who have come very close to beating James, and having a 2-week challenge between just those people.
Do over.
And then I think
I still want a head to head James.
Well, Jeopardy
that's
James.
Let's go,
Ken Jennings. That's going to be good. So.
Okay, in casting news, this is fun because I just want to mention that Brian Bell came in this morning, all ramped up because he was watching the NBA finals.
Yep.
Yeah.
Last night, is that what they call them?
Yes, they call it the NBA finals. Yes, it's basketball.
And a trailer came on with Matt Damon and Christian Bale, and it is right up your alley, parked in your driveway. Ford v Ferrari, and it's not a custody battle. It's about Carroll Shelby developing the Ford GT. And I've never seen Brian Bell more excited about a movie ever. And that's including
Star
Wars.
What's his dream car?
It's my dream car. I've told you guys, if I hit the lottery, I'm buying a Ford GT.
Really?
That's my dream car.
Okay.
And so I'm watching the finals last night, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, my God, this is a movie about my dream car. It's got Matt Damon in it and Christian Bale.
Oh, my God.
This is great. It's like they're making it just for me.
When does that come out?
November.
November. Yeah. Okay. November. So we'll put the trailer up on WROR.com. Robert Pattinson is officially cast as Batman. I feel like this is a bad idea.
Yep.
History shows, except for Christian Bale, because he wins at everything, Batman... Not so great, right? George Clooney, bad.
Well, he was just bad.
Yeah, he was just bad.
Michael Keaton, excellent Batman.
Was he?
He was a good Batman.
Yeah. Okay, it's going to be called The Batman.
The Batman.
Oh.
No, I'm just kidding.
That sounds way better.
That's how Adam West would say it.
The Batman. Okay.
I'm the Batman.
And Vanessa... Lach- what is it, Lachey? God, I can't. She was single before, and now she's married to Nick Lachey. See, I know how to say Nick Lachey, but when I say Vanessa Lachey, it sounds weird. She has joined the cast of Beverly Hills 902 series. I'm very excited. She said that show was everything to me in the 90s. She's going to be playing Jason Priestley's wife, which is really upsetting to me because I didn't want Brandon to get married to anybody but me. So, anyway, that's what's going on, and I'm very excited about the Beverly Hills.
Thank you very much. 105.7.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
WROR
80s and more.
105.7 WROR.
The Lauren and Wally Show.
This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, Miss Moneybags, are you ready to,
yes, I am.
Ready to go for it this morning? Win a grand in 60 seconds. It's on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to try to give away some more cash. $1,000 in cash up for grabs from Century Bank here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And our player this morning is a construction foreman from Malden, Massachusetts, named Albert Goudreau. Good morning. Okay, now listen. Is it Al or is
it's
it?
Al. That's Al. Yep.
Al. Okay, it's so Al.
You can call me Al.
Okay.
Right.
What about your middle name? What's your middle name?
John.
All right, so you got an AJ.
An AJ, yep. Okay. You know, there are two kinds of Alberts. There's Al and then there's Bert. So, you know, there's Bert's like from Bert and Ernie, but Al's Al.
I really like maligning Bert's. Okay. I know of many nice Bert's.
I didn't say they weren't nice.
Okay, hey, I'm sticking up for the Alberts.
Okay, so look, Al, what kind of project are you working on now?
I'm doing some gas work.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
You have a special guy on the crew that just goes around and you smell anything funny?
No.
You don't.
Well, yeah, okay. Me.
Yeah, you. Okay.
I'm sorry you have to endure all this. Get to the good stuff.
You know what's going to happen. We got $1,000 in cash up for grabs from Century Bank. LBF is going to give you 10 questions. You must answer all 10 of those correctly to win the $1,000 in cash. You can pass on anyone at any time to save enough time to come back before the 60-second expires. Are you ready to go?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay, let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, win a grand in 60 seconds.
What's 11 minus 8?
3.
Spell Bruins.
B-R-U-I-N.
What name is given to a doctor who specializes in skin disorders?
Pass.
Who established Paisley Park as his own record label?
Say again?
Who established Paisley Park as his own record label?
Don't know. Pass.
Video Killed the Radio Star was the debut music video on which channel in 1981?
MTV.
In the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, what animals dispose of Veruca Salt?
Dogs.
Rioja wine comes from which country?
Italy.
What product did Mr. Whipple beg you not to squeeze?
Charmin.
Robert Pattinson from Twilight has been cast as this superhero.
Who again?
Robert Pattinson from Twilight has been... Oh!
Oh, I'm so sorry. Time has expired.
Ran out of time.
Okay, you finished 8 of them. You had 4 correct. You missed 1 and you passed on 3. So
all
let's
right.
go ahead
this
and...
This isn't all you. We're going to see.
I knew I wasn't going to get it. You just gave it away, so...
We give it away. Listen, everybody has a chance. A dermatologist is the doctor who specializes
right,
in skin.
Okay.
Yes, yeah. And you should go
but
see
you knew
one.
That, you knew that, right?
Yeah, you work outside. You should really have a good
yes.
one.
Prince established Paisley Park as his own record label. In the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the animals that disposed of Veruca Salt, squirrels.
Never saw that movie, did you?
Nope.
There you go. Okay.
It's a good one. It's actually, I was reluctant to see it, but I did like it. Rioja wine comes from, good guess, Italy, but it comes from Spain. And okay. Robert Pattinson from Twilight has been cast as this superhero. He was just cast as Batman.
The Batman. But we have a fine prize for you. Hey, listen to this. You're going to love this. a four-pack of tickets to Six Flags New England.
Oh, fun.
Experience the all-new Cyborg Hyperdrive. Ooh, that sounds good. I'm going out there next weekend.
It's kind of scary when you say it like that.
I'm going out next weekend. I'm going to ride
really?
That. Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, so you got four-pack of tickets to Six Flags. An extreme new dark ride experience is available for you. And I hope you enjoy. I know you'll enjoy that. So thanks a million.
Thank you very much. I will.
Hey, have a great day, okay?
Have a great day, guys.
Thanks. You bet. Thank you, bet. Well, so you want to play the game too, right? You can do it, but you got to register. Log on to WROR.com. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lonawati Morning Radio Program. So I just was talking to LBF here about there's rumor going around, and apparently it's a pretty well-founded rumor. It's in the works now that they're going to do a mini-series about the life and times of Tiger Woods. And I said, would you watch that? And she said she had absolutely zero interest in it.
I just, I don't know. I'm still not over the whole Tiger Woods Waffle House drama. I know it's me. I mean, really, everyone deserves a second chance. Everyone deserves. I get it, but I just feel like, I'm just a little bit. I'm all set with Tiger Woods at this point. I might change my mind because I'm fickle.
It's just funny because you love watching Real Housewives, and this is
Real House. This is real Housewives.
Maybe that's why I want to watch it because it's real.
Maybe
really
you're right about that.
If they called it Sleeps with Real Housewives, maybe that would be more
good. That might be a better title for it.
You're pretty good at it.
I mean, I'm sure it would be fascinating. The guy is...
The book is unbelievable.
Yeah, you loved the book.
The book is just unbelievable. But maybe it has something to do with the fact that you've... Have you ever hit a golf ball?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Were you any good at it?
Have you ever eaten at a Waffle House?
Okay. No.
Okay, well.
No,
okay,
well,
now we understand. Okay, well, that makes sense. Perfect.
Who would you like to see play Tiger Woods in the movie?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'd look for a relative unknown.
Really?
You know what's really funny about Tiger Woods is Dave and I were shopping at TJ Maxx this weekend. He needed to get some golf shirts and I held up a red one. I'm like, nope.
But he could only wear that on Sunday.
Yeah, I was like, no, it reminded me too much of Tiger Woods, and I just am like, no, not yet, too soon.
I bet you if Idris Elba played Tiger Woods, you'd be interested.
Then I would be watching. Yeah, yes, I would. All of my morals out the window. I don't care. Right. He could play serial killers.
Maybe we should give her the
good casting.
We should probably give her the morality exam. But that's another story for another time.
Well, it involves Idris Elba. I mean, all bets are off.
The window.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Gone. I'm done. Sorry.
Thank you. The Lauren and Wally Morning Show. With Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian. Weekdays. 80s and more. Day and night. 105.7 WROR.
We're back at that island again. 105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Big deal coming up. Today's the day they're going to announce everything about
Yes, it's
iTunes,
the annual
right?
Worldwide Developer Conference, and Apple is going to have a big announcement.
This is when Tim Cook gets up and talks to everybody.
Yeah. God, he's a thin man. He's reportedly planning on killing iTunes, which has been around for about 18 years now. Remember when you just started buying online versions of what you had on your CDs, and your mom's like, what?
You were ripping your CDs into it.
Yes,
it came out before the iPhone came out, so you could only get it on your computer.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, my original iPod.
I know.
You have to sync it up.
Whoa, simpler times.
Oh, my God.
Simpler times.
What's going to happen to that
now? So he's not going to get rid of it. They're not going to delete anything. Don't worry. They're breaking up iTunes into separate apps because it's become this bloated mess. Like, iTunes is just like a catch-all for everything.
Yeah.
So now there's going to be apps separated from music, podcasts, TV, movies, books, and so on.
Wow.
There'll be probably a big redesign.
So the apps are going to have to be redesigned, too.
No, just a new presentation.
There's so many apps all clumped together.
Well, yeah, but I think that a lot of people have been urging Apple to do this because, again, they packed everything into iTunes, so it's like going through a closet where everything's everywhere, and you're like,
anyway.
It needs to be Marie Kondo'd, and basically that's what Apple is going to do to iTunes.
I'm just concerned about what happens to all the stuff I had on Napster from way back.
Remember that? Napster was my favorite.
No, right.
It was so fun illegally downloading music.
I didn't download
I downloaded everything. It was so much fun. It was all like deep cuts.
Then.
Yeah, it's gone now.
Gone.
That computer's gone.
Simpler days.
I mean, the thing is if you, I dare you to go into your iTunes and see some, or at least if you have any of the Napster stuff, the embarrassing songs that you downloaded because they were free.
Yeah.
So it was like, oh, okay, we'll just, I'll
like
just
Barbie Girl? What was wrong with that?
That was a good one. Hey, really? No shame in that song. I love it.
You have that?
Not anymore.
Okay. Sure. Right.
80s and more. 5-7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorna Wally Morning Radio Program. And I want you to know that we want the cup.
Oh, we want the cup. We want the cup. Oh, we need the cup.
Are you ready, Hank?
This is huge tonight.
So, what do you think of?
I think the Bruins, they're so focused and they can taste it. So, my guess is the Bruins, 4-2 tonight. Could be 4-3. I think it's going to be a very close game. I think St. Louis is going to give them everything they had. One key thing to remember, if the Bruins can win this game tonight and go up 3-1 in the series, only once in the history of the NHL has a team come back from a 3-1 deficit in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And who
was
that?
So a win tonight. That was the 1941 Maple Leafs.
Oh, okay.
So I understood like three words of that sentence.
A win tonight. You know what? Then you can cue the duck boats.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be how does St. Louis rebound?
But St. Louis has rebounded so many times. They're a tough team, and I think the Bruins know that.
Well, they're already singing the blues in St. Louis because, you know, they're complaining.
I think they're in the coach's head.
Yeah, they are in the coach's head. They're in everybody's heads. Once you're in the coach's head, that's three quarters of it right there.
Okay.
This is a big, tough guy, Craig Berube, when he played. Now he's whining and moaning about the penalties against you. It's a hockey game.
And more. 105.7 WROR. This is the Lorne and Wally Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.